This is URN Sport.
So the Varsity Super Wednesday fixtures have just been announced. A total of 17 new sports taking part in the Varsity calendar, with 8 in the first Wednesday, which is going to be played at home at the University of Nottingham, and 9 the following Wednesday on the 4th of May at Nottingham Trent. We're just going to go through some of the sports, see if anything jumps out, if anything is surprising to you. Now, dodgeball is the first fixture to be played in Super Wednesday. Of course, it was a fully fledged Varsity sport last year. It's been downgraded this year. What do you make of that, James?
I think it's just it's one of those things where it's not one of the biggest events, so they decided to incorporate it in instead. I think that still to be on the Super Wednesday, the first one at home, that's a nice little venue for them. And we absolutely smashed them in the dodgeball last year, so you'd imagine we'd do the same.
You'd also think that was part of the reason why they've moved it to Super Wednesday, because it was such a no contest last year. 13-1 it ended, and it's going to be similar this year, I feel. Table tennis, again, they are the first fixture of the following Wednesday at Trent, where it's been a Varsity sport for a while. Trent have always beaten us, but this year UON is so much stronger than Trent that it would be, again, a no contest. Partly the reason behind moving it to Super Wednesday, do you think?
I think perhaps there is something about it. It was obviously part of the dialogue when they were deciding what sports to include within it. I think table tennis will feel a lot more hard done by than dodgeball will with the Super Wednesday. But as I said before, it's a brand new thing. It's just the importance of the win, which has been slightly downgraded. But I think that overall, this Super Wednesday creates like a big team effort on the day. You know, you can imagine at home, especially, you can imagine the dodgeball team going over to the tennis, making sure that's all right. The canoe polo, you know, checking their phones to see how the archery's going. Make like a nice little community vibe that you don't really get with Varsity apart from the ice hockey.
I'm getting the sense it's going to be like a bit of a mini sports day type thing going on, like
school
when you do
sports
school
day. Yeah, that's a fair point.
Ninth varsity sport on the Wednesday, sack race maybe. No,
I could add that. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Yeah. So I just want to go back and talk about the format is all, because it's only 1 point per Wednesday. So it's 2 points up for grabs between 17 sports. Is that enough, do you think, Sam?
Well, I guess they'd argue not. They'd probably argue that. That each sport's worth a point in itself, but I suppose they can't get into astronomical figures with the points, so it'll just get complicated.
Yeah, you don't want to end up with a series that's going to end, what,
38 sports altogether,
21.
Wouldn't it?
That would
be what it is.
Sorry?
Yeah, it'd be 38 sports altogether, wouldn't it?
Yeah, something a bit too high, and when things like archery or table tennis, which we may be one-sided, I actually don't know about archery.
Yeah.
A sport that might be one-sided shouldn't really be weighted the same as ice hockey, which will be very fiercely competed. Perhaps that could be a theory behind that. But anyway, 8 sports on the first Wednesday, which brings an interesting conclusion. There could be a draw, which would mean that the series could be a draw as well. What do you make of that?
Think that it's an interesting thing to mix. I wonder whether they just sort of ran out of sports or whether it was just, you know, if it was just a scheduling issue with, like, I assume it's on Jubilee campus. So I just wonder whether it's a scheduling issue. But yeah, that'll be very interesting. I assume that what they'll do is they'll just halve the point overall if it does end 4-4.
But because there's an odd number of events,
yes, of
that
course
could end up in a draw in the whole series, which we haven't seen in about 5 years, I don't think.
Yeah, that's true. So it's 21 big sports, and then these two Super Wednesdays makes it 23.
Mm.
So, yeah, so I'm just trying to think.
No, 19 sports to 21.
Oh, sorry, 19 to 21. Yes, no, you're right, sorry. Yeah, so 21's the total. So, yeah, I suppose there is that possibility that it could be split. That'll be interesting whether or not they honestly do split it, whether they go further in. Perhaps they tally in all the equivalents in goal differences and stuff like that. But I can't imagine it.
Well, let's just talk about the sports that are actually included on that Wednesday. Dodgeball, fencing, trampoline, archery, water polo, canoe polo, golf and tennis. Of course, we already knew about golf on our Varsity Special a couple of weeks ago. You were there, of course, Sam. What do you make of golf being included as a Varsity fixture? It's traditionally, we're not very strong at golf, especially in Bucks this year. Do you think it's going to count against us?
I don't think so. I think they probably deserve to be... And it's a mainstream sport. It's very popular. The only issue I'd have would be spectators. I'm not sure how that would work.
It would be quite interesting,
and
wouldn't it?
Varsity, obviously, traditionally is pretty loud, and I don't know how that would work on a golf course, really. But
that's true as well. But it's not really affected cricket, has it? Because cricket, you're meant to be quiet when the bowlers come into bowl. Of course, that's not the case at Varsity. So I think it just adds an extra element to the whole occasion, don't you think?
I'm just looking down the list, James, and there are some here which I can imagine having an absolutely cracking atmosphere if there's a big turnout. Tennis and fencing and dodgeball, I think, all have the ability to get like a real sort of, if anybody who's listening remembers last year with the futsal, you know, that was a great atmosphere, and so those events really could liven it up, especially tennis. You could imagine tennis being played at the arena.
Yeah, and you can also imagine, and Sam, you'd probably agree with me on this, because of futsal, and you're a member of the futsal first team, it's a sport that everyone can follow and understand, which is why I think it's so popular and everyone can get behind it. And tennis, it's the same. It's not like canoe polo where it might be the first time someone's ever heard of that sport and they wouldn't really be familiar with the rules, whereas tennis, everyone knows how to play tennis realistically, so that could really add to the occasion as well, I think. Just to touch on a few more on there, water polo, trampolining, archery and fencing. What do we make of those inclusions?
Just to go through them all, water polo and fencing I think will be really, really good. Fencing as a sport, obviously it's not mainstream, it's normally sort of shelved to the private schools. having said that, I think that people who go to these events wouldn't enjoy watching two people fight with swords. I can't imagine that being a boring event. Water polo as well is, I think water polo is one of those underrated sports where, you know, it's not too hard to get the rules, is it? You know, that obviously there's a load of tackles and whether you can go above the
It'd also be an indoor swimming pool, which I think would make for a really echoey atmosphere if you had a big turnout. I think that could be an incredible,
really
atmosphere.
Great atmosphere. Yeah, so I think those two would be great.
Same with canoe polo, of course, which I imagine will follow straight after, because canoe polo is of course played in swimming pools, not on rivers as you might expect or imagine. So that would be, hopefully, canoe polo, which may be less, it's less mainstream than water polo, of course, but it will probably keep the same crowd that watched and hopefully enjoyed the water polo, do you think?
I think so. I think that if there's a really quick rollover, you could get people to stay. Having said that, it all depends on the schedule, because it might be that, obviously, I don't think that these eight sports are going to be spread from 9 to 5 and then the crowd just sort of shuttles from one area of Jubilee campus to another. There's obviously going to be overlap. So I'd imagine that if the schedule's timed right, you could really get a good crowd for that as well.
I must say, I have seen a few games of water polo and it is vicious. It is.
Really?
Oh yeah, it's vicious, and the athletes, they are incredible athletes.
I haven't played water polo since free period when I was about 12 in games. And yeah, it was just a case of throwing it really far. I haven't actually seen a water polo game, like a competitive one, so it might be quite interesting for me as well. I'm looking forward to it.
The move to do the Super Wednesdays is it, like, looking at it now, I'm actually really excited for it. The whole idea of it's almost channeling the same thing that the Olympics is channeling. The idea that there's a load of sports that are entertaining, but you don't know the rules, but you watch it and you really get into it. And just like just again to go down for just at the Jubilee campus, you've got dodgeball, fencing, water polo. Those are three standout ones. Tennis as well, if you can get a big crowd in. All of those will really, really, I think, produce a good atmosphere, produce a good day out. And I think what will make it even better is the fact that they're competing for the point, which at the time will look to those teams like the varsity series to them. So throughout the day, it can go back and forth. It's effectively varsity squeezed into one day.
Yeah.
And I love that idea.
I totally agree. And Super Wednesday as a decision was bold, innovative, and it could be absolute genius. And I think this could be here to say. This could happen next year and the following years. It could be a real legacy for the current sports officers at both Uniov and Trent. Now, moving over to Trent, Wednesday the 4th of May, table tennis, badminton, squash. So we start with some indoor racket sports. Squash, I don't know how that's going to work with a spectator element, because obviously it's only one wall, isn't it, that you can actually watch
from. Yeah, the glass wall. I assume that there'll be a load of games going on at the time.
Same time.
Yeah, so I think that if I can recall from like inter-house competitions at school, you have like your ranked people, don't you? Your number one seed, number two, number three, and they all play their equivalent of from Trent, obviously in this case. So I'm unsure about how that will work. Table tennis, I don't know if either of you went down to the table tennis.
I went down last
year. What was it like in terms of spectatorship?
Unfortunately, the atmosphere was a bit poor because it clashed with hockey, men's hockey, which could have won varsity and ultimately did win varsity for Uniov. So a lot more people went down there than to table tennis. But I quite enjoyed it. It wasn't as closely fought as it could have been. If it was more competitive, perhaps it would have been better. Because Trent won quite convincingly last year. This year, it looks like Uniov are going to win quite convincingly. So I'm slightly sceptical of that, but I think it'll be a really good atmosphere for Uniov students to be able to see our table tennis teams win quite convincingly, you'd think.
And the pick of the litter from this Wednesday, the 4th of May, has to be horseball, surely. Is that just polo? Are they just calling
it
polo?
No, it's not. I've done my research into this. It's actually the description on Wikipedia, so you can trust it, of course. It's like Quidditch on horseback.
That sounds amazing.
It does, doesn't it? But unfortunately, the horses do not fly.
Oh.
That would have made it more amazing. Yeah. But no, it seems a really interesting inclusion. That's certainly the standout inclusion on there, because looking at this list, I was a bit like, okay, I know all of this, but what is horseball?
I think that's going to be a real, you know, fascinating event. And it, again, it just ties into the whole idea of Super Wednesday. Not only is it a case of giving these sports and the people at the universities who put so much time and effort into them an opportunity to perform on a bigger stage, but also it allows for the wider university community to see what these sports have to offer. Mm. And that's really important.
And it's really nice that the equestrian club's getting involved, because they're such a big club to the university, but they've never been even remotely considered for varsity, and I think Super Wednesday is the only way they could actually be included on that. Moving on, women's lacrosse, that was an exhibition match last year. It's been moved into the actual varsity calendar, albeit as a Super Wednesday sport. What do we make of that? Do you think that's going to be a decent matchup?
Yeah, I definitely think so. The fact that it's an exhibition match last year and it's been included in the Super Wednesday this year, comparing that to the men's lacrosse, which is in the main varsity, I think it's fair to assume that this is their sort of final trial before it gets bumped up to where it should be, which is a proper varsity fixture. Mm. But that pulls into question whether or not, because that will knock it up to an even number, whether something else next year will be promoted. Obviously, we can't speculate. But in terms of women's lacrosse, I think men's lacrosse was a great tournament last year. I didn't have a chance to see the exhibition match, but I can imagine that being
close.
A real event as well.
It was very close, yeah. that match. Okay, well, moving on to, in a similar vein to fencing, where you think that the crowd might quite enjoy Uniov and Trent fighting each other with swords, karate and Thai boxing, I think the crowd might quite enjoy that sort of atmosphere where we're basically punching or hitting each other.
Well, I mean, that's a fair point. I think the one you're missing, though, is the ultimate frisbee.
Well, I was going to go on to that next, but yeah, of course, ultimate frisbee is bizarre, isn't it? It's one of those things that when we heard of Super Wednesday, we thought obscure sports, it'll probably be something like ultimate frisbee. So there's no surprise it was included, but that's really interesting in terms of a spectator sport, because I mean, who knows the rules to that?
No, I don't think anybody knows the rules.
But even the players?
Probably, I'd say about 20% of the players probably know the rules. That would be an estimate. But I mean, it's very popular. At least it's very vivid, almost on campus. You always see
university sport.
Exactly. Yeah, and I'm really looking forward to it. I hope the rules aren't that complicated. I assume it's just throwing a frisbee to each other and making sure you catch it before the other team
do. I think it's like American football with frisbees. I think there's like you have to run across the line.
Oh, really? That sounds quite cool.
You can't move while you have the frisbee.
You can't move with the frisbee, like netball a bit. But
okay. Yeah. So it's like netball and American football, but with a frisbee.
Yes.
That sounds so good. I'm really looking forward to these Super Wednesdays, just because we get to see these obscure sports and the limelight. You know, they get their time in the limelight.
And finally, rowing. It's a bit of a GB sport, isn't it? It's one of a British favourite, because we're always quite good at it in the Olympics. And finally, it's coming to varsity. But as a spectator sport, again, similar to golf, where it's across a very long period of long stretch of water, how do you think that's going to affect it? Is everyone just going to be crowding at the start and finish?
Yeah, I assume that. I assume it's on the Trent. So
that'd be interesting.
Yeah. So I guess what will happen is that they'll be there right at the start, and then it's a case of either you know, jumping on the bus and going to the finish point, because I can't. I mean,
you can cycle alongside.
Yeah, imagine that. Actually,
that'd be really good. Yeah. Really good. That's how they do it at the Olympics, and I imagine we'll be slightly slower than the Team GB. Well, anyway, that's all the time we have discussing Super Wednesday. Just remember that the first ever Super Wednesday in the varsity calendar for Nottingham is Wednesday the 27th of April, and that's at University Park campus, or possibly Jubilee. It's hosted by the University of Nottingham at any rate. And finally, the Wednesday the 4th of May, which is at Nottingham Trent. So be sure to come along to those and follow URN 1350 for all our updates.